When I was a senior in high school, I began to have some kind of serious health issues for the first time in my life. And being a dumb 18-year-old, I didn't worry at all. I needed to, that summer to go for a surgery down in Iowa City, and I figured doctors know what they're doing. I'm young, I'll be fine, everything's going to be great. So I wasn't worried at all, but I guess I'm special, because when I woke up, it hadn't been 2 hours like they said it would, but it had been a 5-hour surgery. And what really struck me was when I woke up, a group of my friends from high school were waiting for me, there to visit me. And there was a basket of 50 cookies that my uncle in Connecticut had sent me. And I was like, wow, these people actually care about me. They were worried more than I was. And what struck me the most was, I have no idea what this cost them. I have no idea how long my friends had been waiting. When did they show up? Had they been waiting there for 5 hours already, plus the drive? I don't know. And my uncle, you know, 50 cookies mail ordered in a basket. I'm a poor high school student. I don't know what it costs, but probably more than I've got. And it really struck me. It's like, these people really cared. They cared enough to spend a day to come and make sure I was okay. They cared enough to spend some money to send me something to cheer me up, even though my doctors wouldn't let me eat it. It was great. I knew my parents cared, but to see other people actually cared, that was something special. And we often say, well, it's the thought that counts. But I don't think that's true. What are you willing to sacrifice to give in love of someone else? That's what makes all of the difference. We hear about the first Christians today living in community, and it says that they sold all that they had and gave to each according to their need. They were so caught up in what Christ had done for them that they were willing to sell everything and give it to the church. When Jesus appears to his disciples after the resurrection in the glorified body, for some reason he kept his wounds. And that's how he identified himself to his disciples, showing them his hands and his side. Look at what I suffered and sacrificed because I love you. Doesn't that mean something more? Doesn't it mean something when we're willing to be vulnerable, to be hurt, to sacrifice something we may want, desire, or need even, for love of someone else? That's what we're called to as Christians, brothers and sisters. And St. Paul sums it up so well in our second reading. You have an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, that is more powerful than gold. In this you rejoice, although now for a little while you may have to suffer. Here at Mass, one of my favorite prayers is one you never get to hear, because we say it under our breath as we mix the water and the wine. But the priest or deacon always says, by the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. God humbled himself to be one of us, to make himself vulnerable, to sacrifice his life that we might have the chance at life. And our call is then to become more like him, to be willing to give up everything for love of God and love of neighbor, to sacrifice in love the same way he did. When in his great mercy from the cross, he says, forgive them, for they know not what they do, even as he pours out his life for us. And when he appears to those disciples today, he says, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. Not just like, oh, look at Jesus, isn't he nice? I think he's a cool guy. That's not the same kind of thing that Jesus did for us. He went out and gave all. He made himself vulnerable in love. Doesn't that mean more than God just thinking, oh, those poor humans, I wish they could get it together? No, he came to us. He gave everything for us in His love. And that is what love is. To be willing to sacrifice for the good of the other, whether we know them or not. Just in the news the other day, we put these things in the news for some reason because it's incredible to us that somebody would be generous, right? I read a news story just the other day of a man driving down the highway in Oregon throwing $200,000 out of his car. Probably not the best idea, and the police informed him of that. But that man gave up $200,000. And he has no idea who it's going to. He doesn't judge them of whether they're worthy or not. He hasn't handpicked just the people he likes. He's throwing it out the windows for whoever grabs it. There's a sacrifice there and a great generosity and some imprudence too. But isn't that what we're called to do? To love your neighbor as yourself. To give and not to count the cost. To give unconditionally, whether they're a sinner or not. Is that not what Christ did for us from the cross? Giving everything while we were yet sinners. And brothers and sisters, those sacrifices we make don't have to be huge. If you want to sell everything you have and give it to the church for those in need, we will be very grateful. But that's not what I'm asking. Those small gestures of my friends coming to be with me for a day, sacrificing their time when I was ill and in need, reaching out to an elderly relative who might be in a care facility or homebound and spending some time with them, even if it's just on a phone call to let them know you're thinking of them, stopping to talk to someone on the street who may be on the outs, even if you have nothing to give. That is a greater gesture of love. That shows that you care more than just saying, "I'm sorry, I'm thinking of you, I feel bad for your situation." What are you willing to do to change it? Today, God shows us what He was willing to do, even as the disciples are not living what they should be living. They're locked up, protecting themselves, not going out as the Lord has asked of them, and He appears to them and says, "Look at what I've done for you. See My wounds where I gave everything for you. As the Father has sent Me, so I send you. Get out from behind that locked door. Stop protecting yourselves and thinking only of yourselves. But be vulnerable in love as I have been. Give and do not count the cost. Forgive 70 times, 7 times. Live what I have lived. Not just looking at it from afar and saying, isn't that nice? But go and do what I have done. Brothers and sisters, the reward is already waiting for us in heaven. The question is, are we willing to suffer a little now for that great reward that Christ has won for us? Are we willing to follow His example, to look more like Christ, to come to share in His divinity by the example of His humanity? Then we will truly be worthy of the name Christian, because we will look like Christ, reaching out to those in need, bearing the wounds, perhaps, of being rejected, of sacrificing, of being hurt for the good of others. But the reward is worth it in heaven, more precious than gold, and it is everlasting. May we go forth to live lives worthy of it, so that we may truly become more like Christ.